USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration wants to hold migrant families in detention centers for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which currently limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
The single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families and minors illegally crossing our border.
He says the proposed new rule will allow families to be detained together for longer and high standards to be implemented for the care of the families in custody.
Protests are continuing in Hong Kong as demonstrators are staging a sit-in at a train station. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
President Trump is set to meet with veterans today and address the American Veterans 75th National Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. Many of the attendees are excited to welcome the president.
You have to respect that office, plain and simple, and we're fortunate to have him come to speak to on our floor.
Well, this is just a major bonus to me personally and so many of us that the President of the United States is going to be here.
The heat is on in parts of the Southwest as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
It does look like the heat will persist, especially over the Southwest and the lower, the Southern and Central Plains for several more days.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former VA doctor is now facing manslaughter charges. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, Dak Keyes, says Dr. Robert Morris Levy was often high while on duty.
The 2M2B that he used was, again, a substance, not a drug, a substance, allowed him to receive the feeling of intoxication, but it would not show up on any type of urinalysis test.
A federal grand jury indicted Levy on numerous charges on Tuesday. A Miss America pageant contestant has been reportedly disqualified for being a vocal supporter of President Trump. The now former Miss Nevada 2019, Katie Williams, says she was stripped of her title over the weekend for allegedly mixing pageant and politics. Williams took to Twitter and has a message for everyone.
But I do not apologize for who I am. I've spent so many years of my life wondering what people thought of me that I'm just at a point in my life where I just don't care. And so I don't apologize for what I've posted. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever, because that's who I am. And if you don't like it, you don't have to follow me. You don't have to watch it. You can drive by this train wreck. I'm fine with it. So my name is Katie Williams. I am the former Miss Nevada State 2019, and I have officially been dethroned.
Williams was ordered to surrender her stash and crown and never speak of the pageant again, although she's refused to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.